These taken from the internet, from the general accident site, some of the crazy claims that they've gone through general accident include: a pig fell through my garage roof and landed on the car. My shirt was stolen from my safari lodge by a thieving baboon. And my favourite one of the lot, I was poking the fire, sneezed, and my false teeth fell out. Good morning, welcome to Tuesday. Cloudy start to the day, light winds and sunshine to follow later on. And get this, 22 degrees this afternoon. Lovely. Something got me started. It is bitter this morning, but it is going to be nice later on, we're told, though. Getting up to about 22 degrees. So it's... I mean, I need to put your shorts in your bag and then get changed at work, if you can. Or just get changed in the car park. I did. I think the secretaries are still laughing after yesterday. In the news this morning, Teddy Sheringham, England footballer, he's in trouble. Apparently, allegedly, trashed a hotel room with his friends in Oxfordshire. Well, if you're going to trash a hotel room, do it in Oxfordshire. That's what I... He probably just let off a fire extinguisher or something. You know what it's like. Hey, somebody famous, let's get some press out of this. Blimey, that's going to build during the day. We are the cleanest in Europe. According to a survey, last year we bought an average of 11 bars of soap each. I'm sorry, I beg to differ, though. 11 bars? What can you do with 11 bars of soap in a year? You know when you go to the fun fair, you get these splatter rat games where the rat pokes his head out of a hole and you hit it with a hammer? There's a similar one on the internet and it's called Slap a Spice Girl. Hours of fun for the price of a phone call. Sounds like one of my old girlfriends, actually. All eyes on Birmingham, of course, today for the start of the test. England against the Aussies. It's going on at Edgbaston. Obviously, we'll keep you updated through the day as to the score down the road. And to celebrate, we're playing some of the biggest and the best cricketing songs of all time. We're doing them all day today. And what about this as a corker to get us going? Classic Sherbet, how's that? And there's Blondie underneath. 25 to 6, Thursday morning, it's 11.52, Extra AM Birmingham. News, sport, travel, you on the phones, and Birmingham's best music. It all goes to make up the Tony Butler Breakfast Show, and it's here from 6 o'clock this morning. Tony Butler with all the bits and bobs you need to start your day in Birmingham. Going out tonight, well, there's live music at the Wheat Sheaf in Cannock, also at the Raison d'Etre in Solihull. Line dancing tonight, if you want to do a bit of that. It's at the Bear in Bearwood Road in Bearwood. And tonight at Ronnie Scott's in Birmingham City Centre, you will find King Pleasure and the Biscuit Boys. It's all happening around this great city of ours. All right, music to come. Carly Simon, The Beatles, and The Real Thing. 11:52, extra. I don't know. Mystic Meg never forecast that, did she? If you're going to the cinema tonight and there's some new films around, Con Air starring Nicolas Cage opens this evening. Also, Back to Business and Adrenaline, they're new for tonight. Last week's top films, well, number one, straight in at number one, Absolute Power. Number two, Jim Carrey's Liar Liar. Number three, Scream, which stars Courtney Cox. Beavis and Butthead Doing America is at number four. The Relic, number five. Donnie Brasco, number six. Number seven, Tim Allen's Jungle to Jungle. Number eight, Space Jam. Number nine, Return to the Jedi. And number 10 is Turbulence. If you're going to the flicks this evening, have a great time and try and stay awake. 11:52. Friday morning, it's going to be a nice start to the day. Showers later, though. Tops of around 23 degrees today. She's my woman of gold. The Australians, they sent us Neighbours. They sent us Home and Away. Prisoner, Cell Block H and Olivia Newton-John. And boy, are we getting our own back at Edgbaston this weekend. You want to be there? Tony Butler has tickets for Sunday. It's going to be the big day. Sunday at Edgbaston. If you want to go, keep listening. The Tony Butler Breakfast Show here in 6 minutes from now. Birthdays today. Well, would you believe it? Mike Gatting is 40 years old today. Bjorn Borg is 41. And Scott of the Antarctic, 129 today. He won't be celebrating. And the late, great Arthur Askey as well, born on this day, 1900. That's just about it from me. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you back here same time Monday. 11:52, Extra AM.
Yes, it's back again.